Isaac Eric Milan, in from Austin, Texas.
Good old Texas.
Yeah. Just finished. You finished the Club Bell cert and certification?
Yeah.
This weekend?
Yeah. That's our first hybrid, right? It was the online.
We did. Mm-hmm.
And the in-person. So that's just something very new nowadays, which is kind of odd to say that, right? I mean, in-person, you know, during these times can be challenging, but at the same time, there are people that look forward to it. So it's good to see what that feels like, you know?
Yeah, like the in-person, right, is obviously it's the best, but sometimes you can't travel, right?
Right, right.
We used to have a lot of people internationally that would travel and even across the U.S., right? But it's like just like restrictions and, you know, some people, it's more difficult now, right?
Yeah, like you think about it, right? Like some people say, well, I'd rather do the online. And you never heard that before 2 years ago. You never heard that.
Nobody would have done that.
So that became a normal thing. And, you know, we've got a lot of signups for certifications online, which is something new for us. But we're totally ready.
Yeah.
We have prep courses for every certification. It's all automated. So you can do it all on your time. And the certifications we offer are awesome. It's FlowFit, body weight compensation work. And you do the Club Bell certifications if you just want to learn Club Bell. And then you can learn TACF if you're trying to get in the system. And having all that online, I think that's genius. Yeah, with prep courses.
Yeah, everybody that's done the prep courses, right, they come in prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good feedback. And then, I mean, we've done like the online courses, online certifications this last year. And like people really learn.
Right.
I think just the experience, right, is better when you're in person, right?
That's true.
But the online is great as well.
Yeah, and it's crazy, right? Like we actually see these people do what we're telling them to do online.
I know.
It's really, really crazy.
We're in the matrix, right?
Yeah, you know. And so saying that TACFIT has the language to make people integrate.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's online or in person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, you have these awesome these trainers that are under TACFIT now, and you see what they're capable of. You go on social media and you see the work they do, and you can see that that's what they've learned and carried away with it, you know? And now most of these trainers are wondering how they can be more involved.
Right.
And for us to give that kind of access, you know, we really have to not just brainstorm, but make a reality out of it. You know, what's not going to hurt that person's time? What's it going to be like for TACFIT? You know, so we cover all those things, and I'm glad we do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just trying to grow, connect our community more and more, right?
Oh, yeah.
Getting people more engaged.
More engaged. Yeah. That's the number one thing. If you lose the engagement, there's a big gap that most people can't fill up because they forget about it and they just go on without that. And when they go on without that, with that gap, things fall apart, you know. I feel like all areas that need to be covered, especially in TACFIT, makes the system 10 times stronger than it really was. Because with Scott Sonnen's work, it's all there, but how we let people understand all that information, we broke it down very well. So I'm glad, you know, the team we have, Nestor, Ronaldo, all these guys that most people probably don't know who they are, but they're strong asses to our team. And they've helped this brand immensely.
Yeah, it's like you just log in, right? And mm-hmm. just do what it says Monday, right? And you have your plan for the week. And
yeah.
And then if you do it, right, you become good at it and you're prepared, right, when the cert comes and mm-hmm. you really learn the system, right?
Yeah, you learn the system. I'm actually excited to see Elena come down.
Yeah, for FlowFit.
Yeah, that's the next
thing. We have the FlowFit in October and TACFIT, right?
Correct, you know, and for her to come back and do what she's really good at with TACFIT. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. So this is going to be a treat for those that are looking to get into TACFIT. Maybe you want to start off with body weight. FlowFit certification is the way to go. Elena is excellent when it comes to letting you understand not to exercise for tension and all that. She says you can exercise stress out mm-hmm. and therefore bringing your body back to recovery. And I think people would really appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, she's a firefighter now, right?
Yeah.
And so from her being just a pure like fitness strength trainer
mm-hmm.
to becoming like a first responder.
Yeah.
You know, like that's her lifeline, right? It's like doing FlowFit and those things that helps her recover from, you know, lack of sleep or stressful situations, right?
So therapy,
stress
right?
in the body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes therapy is not just, oh, let me just meditate. Sometimes you have to move.
Yeah.
You know, you got to move. Yeah.
Movement, meditation.
Absolutely. And another
which one, I think works for me, probably for you too. I don't know. Like, yes. I really get into the zone and I forget about everything. It's kind of like martial arts, right? Like, there's the people talk about meditation, but just you being so engrossed into what you're doing, like with martial arts. Like, I mean, the Buddhist monks that started jiu-jitsu, right?
Yeah.
They you know, they method the thing because it puts you in the moment, right? When you're worried about somebody beating you or choking you or whatever, right. Like, you can't, you're not thinking about the past, you're not thinking about the future.
Right.
You're in the present, completely in the present.
Complete. I mean, that you're totally right. I mean, look at Scott Sondin when he took us through a strength meditation. Mm. That was a different outlet.
Right.
And we had to integrate differently, you know?
We focused on our breath, right? Yeah. We did the lift and then got some stress, right? A little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we focused on our breath.
Yeah. And that really helped a lot.
Yeah. I felt great the rest of the day.
Yeah. Real good. And then you think of these movement theories, you think they're just exercises, but when you mentally take that out of your head, these are exercises. Explore that exercise as more of a recovery thing. So you turn off tension in your body. And I think FlowFit certification is the best certification for this. If you're looking to understand not just how to, move in flow, but also know how to warm up the body, joints. You know, we have this thing called Interflow, right?
Interflow.
So we have an open chain standing up and then trying to get this mobility session going. We have a closed chain, which is isolating and moving the areas that are locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're done with that, we go into compensation work. And I think, like I said, this is for everybody, like beginners, whoever wants to just try TacFit. I most guarantee you will go to the next thing, which is Club Bell, and even Club Bell, right? We did that this weekend. That certification was great. And you can see that the prep course actually works.
Right.
Yeah. And, when people don't do the prep course, it's a big struggle.
Yeah.
They just don't know what to expect.
We always had that struggle, right, in the U.S. just because it's such a big, it's a big country.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, Spain. And Nestor was in Spain. He did the academy, the prep course, or he called it the academy.
Right.
Before certs, and people were able to travel in, right, to the city, and they were able to meet on the weekend. But now with here in the U.S., that's not so easy, right? It's really expensive to do that.
Correct.
So just us having that solution, created that solution during, like, the pandemic has been really great.
Mm-hmm.
And then
weird to say that.
Right, right. I mean, yeah, it's a silver lining, right? But even with you, with the Viking Ninja, with the Steel Mace certification, even having that prep course, right? It's, like, very, very helpful,
And
it gets you come in, the landmarks, you learn the basics, right?
Right. So it's just that way you understand how to counter the weight, It's moving this way and that way, and what grip is what grip. It's exciting, man. We're having a lot of things available for those that are really trying to be a trainer, those that are looking to train themselves, those that are looking to just have small group sessions because they're, freelancing around. We have it all for that. And I think it's great, like our bundle packs.
Yeah.
We have get a set of maces, or if you don't want just one product, you can get a whole home gym, right? And we're working on that.
The home TacFit gym, right?
Yeah. TacFit home gym. I think that right there, it's you don't necessarily have to be in the gym again, you just right there. And
right.
I think it's a complete package that where if somebody was to take the certification, they would definitely buy that package for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Scott's doing it, right?
Yeah.
And he told me that was his intent when he first created the program, was to be able to, how do you build your gym, your gym?
Yeah.
So that'd be a TacFit gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool that you brought the steel maces into the fold, right?
Yeah.
The mace bell or the steel mace or whatever you want to call it, the mace, it's cool to see that and how he integrates it with some of the lifts and workouts that he does.
Nice. Yeah. I'm the way that he uses the mace, like I know he's like, new at it, but it doesn't look like he's new at it, He's very intuitive with whatever he picks up. He knows what he needs to do with it and what it does for the body. And that's cool about Scott. I really admire how he was open-minded about it. And then the steel mace itself, it's a very complex tool, but it's all brain work and body work, but brain work as well, to get you to understand the multi-planar movements, and then it becomes body work.
Yeah, it's, my brain was cooked, you know, after the cert, like left and right, hand, you know, like, you know, because it's once, you know, and not that you're not cooked with steel mace, with, I'm sorry, with club bells, but man, just the steel mace, just, you know, it's close chain, you're like, left, right, right feet, you know, leg, your legs are moving, you know, it's really challenging.
Right.
Just all that left, right stuff.
Correct. Yeah.
And squatting and, you know, 6 degrees, right?
Yeah. And that's why, you know, level one had to have a 10 pound.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 pounds to just kind of really understand.
Yeah. 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 I appreciate it.
Yeah. And, you know, we have classes now, live classes, and we're going to use our trainers for that. You know, we have one coming, med ball class. It's live, virtual, online, $25 to enter. But we're also saying, you know, if you buy a med ball, or by med or a MedBall 101 online training, then you get that class for free. Yeah. You know,
so if you got the program, going there for free.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people really appreciate that, because learning on your own without any anybody kind of telling you what you need to know as you go in training, as you train, becomes difficult. You can't really focus where you need to, and then when you have somebody in class overlooking the class, then you see, you hear the corrections, you know someone's watching you. And even though it's online, I feel like it's valuable.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. You know, hopefully we have more things, more workshops and classes, right? Super classes as we progress, you know, just to get more people engaged in doing it. Because I think I always recommend people to come in and do a class so they can feel it, you know? So hopefully when we have more TacFit gyms, like gyms, people have more of an opportunity to do that, right? Because once they do it, they feel it, they see it, you know?
Yeah.
And then it starts to make sense.
Exactly. If they, you know, you're giving them all the tools they need to really digest it. I feel like nowadays people give you less, and sometimes less is more, but sometimes less is less. Like sometimes you'll get some stuff, and then, you know, you'll go through it, and then all of a sudden you're like, man, I'm not understanding this still. And that's a problem, you know? Where we have very scalable ways of you learning. Mm-hmm. And with the scalable system that Scott Sonnen had, we just inherited it and we just parked it where it needed to be organized. And now it's just butter. It's great, you know? How you took this brand with the leaders in it and really, really doing great work. I think you need to pat yourself on the back. I know I say it a lot, but at the same time, I don't say it enough, you know?
You know, man, I'm such a fan of you guys, you know? Like, I'm such a fan. I'm such a, like, a, I just think of myself as a student. And besides my health, like, man, it's amazing, you know? Like, every part of it. So I'm just such a big fan. I'm just grateful to be a part of it, really, you know? And I know we can help a lot of people, and the world, I think, really needs us, you know,
with
what we do. And we just got to be able to spread it more, spread it faster, spread it, you know, easier. Right.
So, yeah.
And I appreciate your you know, sharing it, telling me this morning, like your delivery, the way you deliver things, it's very simple and easy to follow.
Right on, man. Thank you. I try to keep it like, you know, human. I'm going to try to be in your level, you know. Yeah. But yeah, that's the,
so teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Yes. You know,
we have different people that are really good at different things, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I appreciate you and I appreciate everybody.
I appreciate you too, man. This whole experience has been nothing but fun. And, you know, you're going up a roller coaster and then you fall. Yeah. I'm still going up, enjoying how high I'm going to drop, you know, which is going to be a smooth sailing around the roller coaster, you know, I'm going to enjoy the ride. So. Great,
man. We were talking about some of the, like, you know, kids things, because you posted a kid on social media like doing a quad press, you know, like what were some of your ideas? And of course, like, my dad was in the senior home, and so I was doing stuff with him too as well, so I see the, you know, I know the power in it, right?
Yeah.
It's really keeps you healthy and keeps you working
right
properly, functioning normally.
Right. You give them the right weight. Mm-hmm. You give them the right exercises. And when I mean the right exercises and weight, you give them safe training. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We don't train them like adults. Mm. We train them for fun. Mm. And kids understand that. They register that. As they get older, then you start to train them differently because their hormones change. Mm. So we have to be able to adapt and apply that. So the scalability system in TacFit is what I use to inherit so I can build that program from kids. So yes, TacFit has a system for kids, you know, and that's great. And seniors, because... Yeah. seniors can't train like kids.
Right, right, right.
But seniors need to develop like their square one in life, you know, mm-hmm.
And keep it, right?
Keep yeah, it, keep it. That. Don't go.
Don't lose it.
Yeah, don't lose it. You know, what one doctor I talked to a lot, he goes, you got to, you know, with these older people, you got to pulse them. You got to pulse. They tend to fade away with energy. Mm. So when you pulse them, the heart recognizes it and it wants to work. So the nervous system is really important. So if you have a mace and you're just gripping it, pulling it apart, and it's working, you know, the pulsing is working inside. So that really resonated with me. And I felt like, you know, training a senior, I wouldn't have her do squats or him, right? I would have him sit on a couch and then just work this with your position nice and high. Yeah. And, you know, that's a squat, but seated position, you know, and it's appropriate for that person at their age, you know? So.
Yeah. Where do you see, you know, we're in 2021 still. It's crazy, right? At least last year, it seems like it's been going on forever. Right.
Yeah, it feels like it's going on forever. And that's that roller coaster I'm telling you about, you know. I'm just enjoying the ride, you know. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you want to have control of your ride, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're dealing with it pretty well. However, you know, you always say better is better. We can always get better. Yeah. Everything we can get better. And I feel like we can challenge ourselves on that more, right? Because we don't want to say, oh, this is all we have to offer. But we want to continuously grow and evolve with the people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, giving back to the people, I've always been like that. And I'm sure you are because I've seen it. And, you know, you get a lot of people saying, oh, don't do that. You're just giving stuff away. And I thought about it. I'm like, you don't do what I do, so you don't know. But at the same time, and when I do give, people are very appreciative. Very appreciative. I see them come back again. I see them really respect the brand. And it's really just being human. You got to be human. If somebody has a problem, don't say, hey, I'm too important to talk to you, so find someone else to talk to. I'm gonna write you back, you know. And all the team we have will do that. The team we have now will do that. Before, we didn't really have the team per se of trainers to go out there and do that, but now we do, and yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited to connect with more of the
community.
In the U.S. and you know, have it back. Like when I was telling you about the closed group page, the Tag Fit Legion on Facebook, and just seeing you from like posts from back in 2012. Isn't that crazy? That's 9 years ago.
Dude, I feel old.
9 years ago.
I'm 41 now, and I was, you know, I was young, younger back then. But do I have the same body? Oh, you know, life makes your body change, but do I have the same energy? Absolutely. Do I have the same output in training? Absolutely. Do I have different ways of engaging them? Absolutely. Just because you get older, you have to train different. I mean, Scott Sonnen said that, right? You get to a certain age, every decade, you gotta reprogram, re-strategize your training. Otherwise, if you keep training like you're 12 or 16,
right?
Yeah.
You gotta be more precise, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know that 100% was, well, you know. So, you know, talking about Scott Sonnen, look at him. He's 51 and he's, you see his videos, like moving like a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And that's how I really feel. So when I see that, I'm like, I can't wait to be 51, you know, because I'm not losing anything. You know, I'm following everything the TacFit says. I see Scott Sonnen at his age. I'm following his words because that's what's going to take me to him, where, you know, and it's not like, I want to be Scott Sonnen. I'm inspired by my coach, you know, and I don't have coach. The only coach I have here is Scott, you know, back then. And even now, I have a sensei, you know, you're my teacher the same way. But, Scott back in the days was just my only one, you know, and, I'm very thankful for him because he changed my life. Where before I did TacFit, I was very weak, weak-minded. I was very angry. Mm. I was very unhealthy. I would do music shows and just get unhealthy. And, you know, I found TacFit and saved my life, man. Saved my life.
I remember us having lunch together, me, you, and Scott. And Scott was like, yeah, I wasn't sure which way you were going to go. And so he was really happy to see you go this way.
Yeah.
Because you were doing shows every night, right?
Yeah.
And you were in that scene, the music scene, and
It's toxic.
Concerts, yeah.
Yeah, it's toxic. Most people say, nah, music shows are great. Yeah, but it can be toxic. Trust me, I've been to plenty of them. But, you know, having Scott start in my life, you know, you in my life, man, I just feel like I leveled up. You know, I leveled up, and my wife is so happy that I met you. My wife is so happy Scott's still a part of TechFit. And it makes me so happy because it makes my household happy, you know, and that's the number one thing.
And you guys met through TechFit, right?
And we met through TechFit.
The TechFit Norway.
Yeah.
The Viking, you know?
Yeah, we met through TechFit. She's what they call them, Viking, right?
Viking. Okay.
So she's like a Viking herself, you know? It's just funny how we did meet on Facebook online, you know, and that community is strong.
Yeah.
Look, I married a TechFitter, you know, and
from the other side of the world.
Correct. And it wasn't like I knew what I was doing right with her. I was trying it out, and all of a sudden it just meant to be, you know, and I had other past, you know, girlfriends that I was like, you know, but yeah, this one was great. And I wouldn't change it for the world. She's the best.
Yeah, how is it moving out to Texas from Cali back in all these years? Now it's home, right? Now it's home for you.
Yeah.
Tell me about that concealed carry.
Yeah, you know, hey, they say concealed carry without a permit, you know. You know, you don't see too many people out there doing that, but then you do see people doing it, but then they're like law enforcement guys. Okay. So it's like, you know, these people in Texas kind of have that gun right down, you know. But I am very fortunate to know people like, when I went out there, like, Aaron Furry, you know, without Aaron Furry, I wouldn't have somebody that believed in me as much as what I do now. Like, she developed her own Still Mix Yoga.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's very gravitating, and I'm very proud of her, you know, the fact that you recognized it and now she's becoming part of this partnership is very, very, you know, awesome and unique. I've met Colton, I've met, you know, Curtis from 10th Planet. These are 10th Planet people. Mm-hmm. They're my family, you know, and they respect this whole Burbank TechFit stuff going. They actually all want to come here one day, you know.
Yeah,
and,
man. Yeah.
And we're actually going to do that. We talked about it last week. We said we're going to get a rent-a-van and just get haul people in and let's go to Burbank.
Yeah, yeah. Why not, right? Why not?
Yeah, take these classes, you know, and take Andy's and all your students in the jiu-jitsu room. But that's what I want to do. I want to collectively build that community, right? And because then these guys come, they start training with Robert. Oh, they're sold, man.
Yeah.
We drive back, talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll see you guys this Friday, right? This Saturday.
Yes, your TED Talk,
TED
man.
Talk,
That's amazing. Talk about that. What is that?
Right, so I get to share my story, you know, of what TechFit has done for me, but it's about overcoming large obstacles. And by keep moving, right?
And by large obstacles, you gotta, the people out there who's listening right now, you need to watch his TED Talk. When's that TED Talk?
Well, it's a Saturday, mm-hmm. but there's an audience, mm-hmm. but they don't stream it live because they want the audience to you know, what they want it to be special, but then they release it after.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm not sure when, but pretty soon, I think after maybe a couple of weeks.
So be on the lookout to everyone out there. Be on the lookout for Professor's TED Talk because very inspiring, touching, emotional, and at the same time, it is really gravitating. You know, his story is it never gets old, and it's a powerful speech he has. I've heard him.
Practicing, right?
But every time you do it, you know.
Well, it's like, you know, right? It's just not giving up, right? Trying to find a solution. And for me, the solution was TechFit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My background in jiu-jitsu, like really, my martial art background made me believe in the power of the mind and what we are capable of.
And then
TechFit was me looking for the solution and finding it. And it was only because Scott helped me from one of my UFC fights. And I learned all these things from him. And I was, you know, I wasn't doing too well.
Hmm.
And, you know, I was trying to find a solution. And I was like, let me try this out. And right away I knew, hey, this is it. This is what I need to do. I knew right away. And I was like, okay, cool. I get a second chance.
Just like you felt it, right?
Yeah, I felt it. I felt it. And I've always been, I guess, intuitive, and I go by my instincts.
Yeah.
And so I just kept going. I kept going, and things started to happen. Things started to come back. I had a hard time talking, walking, you know, like just, you know, couldn't read anymore and comprehend things, you know, get new information most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of crazy, you know, when you think about it. But TechFit gave me all those things back and more. So that's why, like, you know, does that make sense? Do I need to do, you know, work with TacFit? No, I don't, you know, mm-hmm. like, it's not for the money. It's because I really, really believe in it. And,
you really do,
you know, really do. I'm going to give everything I have to spread it. And because even if you don't have MS or you have, you know, any kind of problems, like, it just helps you live your life the best of your ability.
Correct.
For sure. You know, like we're talking about seniors or kids, like Scott Sonnen had his learning disabilities,
right? Dyslexia.
Yeah. And all the stuff is in there. It's like science based, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like Scott, it is science, right? Mm-hmm. What he's doing. And he was so ahead of his time, but now the science backs it up, right?
The science backs it up big time. If not the science, then us, you know, for decades doing this, you know,
I'm a case study in a way, right? Because mm-hmm. just for me, it worked. I'm not a doctor, but, and every, you know, individual results may vary, right? And
right.
Just sharing my story, yeah. And for me it worked, and I've seen it with a lot of other people as well.
That's amazing.
So,
you know, that needs to get out there a lot more, because some people are out there struggling the same, and if they're hearing this right now, they should actually go look into that.
Yeah. I mean, that's we want to spread the TacFit gyms around the world, right?
Right.
So hopefully this next year we'll be on our way. We're, you know, building things out. Everything takes time. We want it now, right. But everything takes time.
And that's good, man, because we have a lot to offer for 2022, even 2021 as it ends. But in 2022, there's going to be a lot more impact in what we do for the people. And I think that's something we're exercising new. Mm. And I think that's also something that we need to do. Mm. It empowers the people. It gives them what they need. And they can actually grow from there. Mm-hmm. They could even do certifications in their home gym online, you know.
Yeah.
This is something where it just kind of just snowballs, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
Yeah, I've seen it happen before.
So talk to me a little bit about the Steel Maze 2022's calendar. You know, we just did a certification, so talk to me a little bit about some ideas that are on the docket and stuff that's on deck.
Yeah, Steel Maze certification 2022. We do have hybrid classes. We're going to exercise the in person to see, you know, just what the times are like right now. I mean, we're all kind of going through something, but if all checks out great, we're just going to keep the hybrid going. But the online certification is, and I want to just say this out, it is definitely very effective. Mm-hmm. So I don't want anyone to think
you have the level one is out, right?
It's
been going on. And how about the level two?
Oh, level two, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to from.
So level two is
straight from the source.
Level two Steel Maze certification. That's entering mindful mechanics, which we call 6 degrees of mindful mechanics. Mm-hmm. You know, so we inherit TacFit's 6 degrees of freedom, but we have to say 6 degrees of mindful mechanics because of the multi-planar use mm-hmm. we use. But the weight itself is there's more weight. Mm. The exercise movements are more complex and the transitions become difficult if you're not understanding the static fluid or dynamic, you know. And I think when people start going into this certification, they're going to be moving like 3 movements in one, you know, versus just one single exercise. Mm. The fact that people learned level one exercises, now they can put that into mindful mechanics. And in level one, the test was mindful mechanics. So it kind of gives you a preview, you know, but, new exercises. This certification is extremely fun. You know, you can't just go straight to that and bypass level one, because level one's so important that it actually translates to level two. So, level two is going to be out 2022. However, if you're very interested in that, you know, the mindful mechanics, go to level one and you'll learn your way up, you know. But yeah, I'm excited for it.
Nice, man. Yeah, we've been in the works, right, for some...
Yeah, I've never worked so hard in my life, but I'm having fun with it. Having fun, and you know, I'm not working a day in my life. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, being around people I trust and love is helping out.
you put it, I think, on social media, like, yeah, I'm always working. You posted that picture on the phone, and your wife was like, yes, she is.
I sometimes talk, you know, and it's not, it's just brainstorming and what to do here. It's just me and,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I totally get it, you know, and right? We're passionate about, we believe in this, right?
Yeah.
We want to do it right.
I'm at the point, like you, when you told me, am I going crazy? I'm feeling that, but I come back and I go, no, I just really love this stuff. Mm. I just really love it, you know, and now I'm accepting it more, and it's panning out very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, man, I appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you. I appreciate
your friendship always. Have a good time when we get together.
Oh yeah.
I know this weekend was a little like I had that first day with the Bob Anderson and Holes Gracie, right?
Oh, wow.
His dad's medal 40 years ago.
That was amazing.
So I was able to go down there, and we were good, but it's always fun hanging out. And
it's so respectful of you to do that, man, just to kind of visit. And
well, you know, I have a relationship with Bob Anderson, the wrestler guy, mm-hmm. the wrestler coach that taught the Gracies, you know, right. Holes Gracie. He was friends with Holes Gracie. So I wanted to see him before, I don't know, like the years go by. Mm-hmm. He's getting up there too.
Yeah. I mean, so. He's got that medal, that amateur medal.
But he was able to give to his son, right? That he was never able to give to his dad because his dad passed in a hang gliding accident.
Ah, gotcha.
So that's what happened. And then he's like, yeah, well, I'd feel kind of bad if I never gave it, you know, to his family.
Yeah.
And so he was finally able to give it to his son.
Touching.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it was like a big honor for me to be there just because, like, I know the Bob Anderson and I know Holes and, you know, I'm a Gracie. I'm actually probably his lineage, like the first American black belt from his lineage.
Wow.
You know, so it's pretty cool to just to be there and you know, give Bob a hug and just be there. It's a big honor. Pretty cool.
That's awesome, man.
And I had you driving you around LA. Yeah.
They're like, hey, just drive me off here. Go to In-N-Out. Oh, where's In-N-Out? Give me a burger.
Fruit.
Yeah, give me a number two. But no, it was fun. I mean, I came when you were ready to go there. And I love Burbank, Glendale area. This is a fantastic place in California. People here are fantastic as well. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, we have fun in Austin.
Oh,
look forward to doing it again next month. With Elena, with Juan David,
right.
Robert, and all the team, and just keep building on what we're building.
Yeah. So if you guys are out there listening, Flow Fit Certification, I highly recommend you guys try it out. If not, there will be classes and workshops that are live as well.
Mm-hmm. So. And the TacFit Cert as well.
TacFit Cert, that's the same.
It's on the weekend, yeah. So Thursday, Friday is the Flow Fit. TacFit is the Saturday and Sunday.
Correct, so 4 days.
Yeah.
So if you want to do 4 days, that's there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on, brother. We'll look forward to all the stuff coming out. Look forward to just us all pushing and trying to, you know, spread this amazing systems, mm-hmm. right? See you soon. I'll be seeing you soon online and in person. Right?
I'm actually gonna see you next week. This week.
That's right. Yeah. I'll be going out to Texas.
Yeah, talk about
San Antonio,
Austin.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I'll be seeing you soon this week.
Yeah, Burbank, Austin.
Right on.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thank you.